Verbella Valley. The original name for the Verbella Valley, namely Valbella, is just one of about 415 Raetian Romanian meadow names in the community of Gașurn-Partenin, and points to early settlement by the Raetia Romanians. Starting from Galtur, or the small Vermont valley, over the close link through the Sinisjoch, the Raetia Romanian farmers also developed the meadows in the Verbella Valley. If we go by the name, it seems like they really liked the alpine land. From the 14th century, farmers from Galtur, Partenin, and Gașurn slowly took over from the Raetian Romanian pioneers as they gradually disappeared and the Walzers were integrated in Galtur. In the 16th century, the alpine agriculture relationship between the Mayfields and the Alp in Valbella moved to the forefront with the development of landholder relationships on the Mayfields in Tafamont. Some of the Mayfield owners in Tafamont also owned alpine pastures in Verbella during the first half of the 16th century. In those days, you could get to the Alp from the Tafamont Mayfield by taking the old cattle path over the Frashegrand-Gilger Mayfield, the Blantiflas, the Wiege, and the Verbella Valley. We assume that the situation was similar on into the 17th century. The entrance to the Verbella Valley is southeast of the Versailles Peak. You get an unexpected, comprehensive look at the natural and cultural landscapes between the Gorfen Peak at 2,558 meters in the Patznaun Valley and the Versailles Peak at 2,462 meters. The Gorfen Peak towers above the district of Wirl in Galtur, points to the sky, and acts as a point of reference in the landscape. The Versailles Peak, on the other hand, is a huge massive at the entrance to the Verbella Valley. If you look carefully, you can make out various traces of the historical utilization of the land. There are also traces of the utilization of water power along the Verbella Brook. The surface forms on the flanks of the Verbella Valley allow for interesting speculations about prehistoric development in the area.